This is Passport to Texas. Giant salvinia, tilapia, zebra mussels are just three of the many non-native invasive aquatic species threatening Texas rivers and lakes.
As a whole, anytime you get an invasive species into the state, whether it be a new one or one we're currently dealing with, they certainly cause a lot of economic as well as environmental negative impact.
Brian Van Zee is a Texas Parks and Wildlife Fisheries Regional Director.
When an invasive species gets introduced into a new system, they typically have very little predators or natural control mechanisms in place, and so they're able to really just take over and dominate those systems, and that just creates a lot of problems for a lot of our native species.
Giant salvinia quickly creates huge, thick mats of vegetation on lakes, reducing light penetration that results in oxygen depletion. Tilapia outcompete native fishes for food, thus threatening their populations. And zebra mussels adhere to municipal water intake pipes, blocking water flow and costing cities millions of dollars in repairs and maintenance.
We've got seven lakes in the state right now that have confirmed zebra mussels in them.
Brian Van Zee returns tomorrow to talk about the latest zebra mussel infestation and how it happened. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.